You see, these sentences, this poem by Jayadeva Goswami is in the second person. So he's directly speaking to Krishna. So for example, the first verse, Pralaya Payodhi Jale, when there was annihilation in the waters, then Dhritavanasi, you carried the Vedas, you bore the Vedas. The next one is that Kshitri, that Lord Tortoise, that the earth rested on your tusk, Tava Prishte. And then the next one is on your back. On your back, the earth, the great mountain rests on your back. And then Lord Tortoise, that literally the earth Vasati dwelled on the tip of your tusk. And then Tava Karakamala, your lotus hands, Tava Karakamala. And then Kara, by the way, pull all the stops here. Kara is a Sanskrit word for hand. Sanskrit is actually hilarious if you know Sanskrit, because Kara means hand, it also means taxes, you know, the hand. So, typically, throughout the Bhagavatam, they talk about the onerous duties of kings are Kara and Danda, the hand and the stick, taxes and punishing. And Kara, of course, comes from the Sanskrit verb to do, so the hand is just literally the doer. The hand is the doer. Sanskrit root kri, to do, which we still have in English in words like create. So the kr and create is the same as kara. And if you're not suffering enough yet with all this, then of course chalayasi. So then we get a series of verses ending in c, the word like chalayasi, that you cheated in the you cheated Bali, chalayasi balim. So the words that end in m are the object of these verbs, like you cheated Bali. And you bathe the earth in the blood of all these Kshatriyas as Lord Parashuram, which kind of means the axe groover. You know, the one that really gets into his axe. and then Vitarasi, you offered Ravana's crown to the lords of the directions. And then Vahasi, you wear these clothes on your body. Nindasi, you denied the Vedas, and so on. No one's going to dare ask any more questions. At least not until after Prasaram. So, there you go. It's a very beautiful song by Jayadeva Goswami. He just went into it.
Would you like to... Not that you haven't already done so, but would you like to say a few words
about Lord
Balaram?
Yeah, I'd be very honored to speak on Balaram. Aloha. Remember that in the old days when you flew to Hawaii to get a garment? Bala, of course, means strength, and Rama means enjoyment. So, Balaram is strong on every level. Of course, he's Krishna, he's God. And therefore, in terms of material strength, he exhibited, for example, in killing Rukmi. It's very interesting. Balaram, it's like the lessons learned from Balaram is you can't imitate your older brother. Because when Krishna took away Rukmini and Rukmi attacked him, Krishna was going to award him a new body. He was going to kill him. But then Balaram came and said, "How can you do this? He's your brother-in-law now. You know, you should be more tolerant." But then when Rukmi insulted Balaram, didn't even attack Balaram, he just was laughing at him in a gambling match, Balaram just took his club out and gave him an extreme makeover. So, so Balaram is he exhibits material strength. There are so many pastimes with Balaram where what was it, Pralambasara, who was riding on his shoulders and said, "This carrier has changed in every way," is all that puts it. Balaram said to Pralamba, so he killed Pralamba, he killed Jeevi the gorilla. That was another one of his credits. He killed Jeevi the, and even in a very gentle, nice way, killed Romaharsana. Because Romaharsana was sitting on the great Vyasasana and did not offer respect to God, and like, what's that about? So when Balaram came in, he just took a little bit of kusha grass and just touched him, and it was bye-bye Romaharsana. So Balaram exhibits these pastimes, but then again, ultimately, he is a source of spiritual strength. He's the original spiritual master. And it's amazing to see how Krishna manifests as his own brother, because Ramadi, Murti, Shukalani, Menatishna, there's one God. All the Vedas teach that there is one God. But Krishna, in his first expansion, he manifests as Balaram. And one thing I find amazing in how Krishna designs, choreographs, orchestrates his pastimes is that he kind of does his good cop, bad cop routine with himself. Because, so for example, Krishna as Krishna was very heavy, stern with Duryodhana, although he gave him chances. But Balaram's kind of a nice guy. Okay, Duryodhana, I'll give you another chance. So, and people often ask, why was he nice to Duryodhana, who was a scoundrel? And my understanding, my realization on that point is that because ultimately, as Krishna says in the Gita, he's Suhridang Sarva Bhutanam. He's a well-wishing. Actually, Suhrit literally in Sanskrit means good heart. Suhrit, Hrit is heart, of course. And so, literally, one who is good-hearted, kind-hearted. So, as Krishna, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, dharma sthapanarthaya, that paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, Krishna comes, he saves the good people, he removes the bad people, you know, he sort of red cards them, and removes the bad people, and then, so he does that, Krishna has to do that, then Balaram comes along and shows this other side of God, where he's actually describes himself in the Gita as Udasina Vadasina, sitting above the fray, neutral. Because ultimately Krishna says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I'm equal to all creatures. Name Dve Shosti, I don't hate anyone. Name Priya, I don't favor anyone. And so he reciprocates. But still, Krishna ultimately loves everyone. That's one of the wonderful things about Krishna, about reality, I should say. Not just Krishna consciousness, about reality, which often comes out in Balaram's character, and that is, there's no absolute evil. You don't hate anyone. You don't ultimately, just unconditionally, unmitigatedly hate people. Because even the greatest villains are ultimately also pure devotees of Krishna that, you know, or up the Vaitarni River without a paddle. So, whereas in dualistic traditions, Gnostic traditions, Gnosis, by the way, knowledge, Sanskrit, jnana, in these other traditions, the world really is, they're just like good guys and bad guys, and bad guys are really bad, and you, period. But Krishna consciousness is Prabhupada says one of the most powerful statements he makes, actually, the introduction to the Bhagavatam, he says there's a gulf of difference, I'm paraphrasing, between the conception of God and absolute truth. God means a supreme being, so you can just be like the number one rated entity in all the, you know, wire service pole or something. To be supreme doesn't necessarily mean absolute. Absolute, for example, someone may be the strongest person, so that person has supreme strength, but that person doesn't have all strength. In the case of Krishna, he's actually the absolute truth. He has all strength. And everyone is part of Krishna. And there is no absolute evil, because everything is within Krishna. So Balaram often, he has this avuncular role, which means sort of uncle-like. You know, it's like sometimes, well, your father has to discipline you or has to raise you or your mother. And then, you know, the kindly uncle may come along and full of avuncularity. You know, the uncle may come along and just kind of, you know, pat you on the back and say, it's okay, kid. Your father loves you. And so, I mean, so Balaram often has this avuncular role. He's kind of like, you know, the nice uncle that can kind of almost be just like your friend because he's not your father, doesn't have to chastise you. And you see this also very clearly in the pastimes of Nityananda Ram, in when Balaram comes as Nitai. That Lord Chaitanya, you know, he's so strict, and Balaram is just kind of like, almost like out of control. In the sense that he's just walking around another week doing all kinds of, you know, idiosyncratic things and wild things. People are saying, oh my God, what is this person doing? And he's, because again, Krishna, God exhibits two things. One thing is that, okay, I'm going to set the example. I'm going to follow the principles and like when Krishna was a householder, he followed all the dharmas and so on, Grihastha dharmas. So on the one hand, Krishna is setting the perfect example, as he says in the Gita, Jajaracharati Shreshtas. Whatever the best person does, other people follow. That's why, Utsi Deuri Melokan, Nakuriyan Karma Chedaham. If I didn't do my duty, literally all the worlds would just be ruined. And yet, there's another reality to this, which is that God is absolutely independent and free. And so Nityananda, again, you can see how there's certain sort of like divine niches that he really nails down. Like, he plays like the kind of the uncle. He shows the freedom of God, not merely the God setting the right example, but also that God is absolutely free. And we really need to understand all these things because there are strange theologies out there, which sometimes pop up in movies like Narnia and the Wardrobe or something. In the sense that these very strange theologies that, like that God had to pay a ransom for our sins. Like there was some kind of rule. Like someone who has power, more power than God, made a rule. And what can God do? You know, a rule's a rule. Someone's got to pay a ransom here. So it's like, excuse me, we're talking about God. He's Swarup. To the first line of the Bhagavatam. He's autonomous. He's sovereign. That's what that word means also. He's sovereign. So Balaram often exhibits this quality of the Godhead, this freedom, and this wonderful, loving uncle kind of pats you on the back after, you know, you kind of got a dharma smacking, you know, from your parents. So Balaram, I mean, he's humorous. He definitely is the supreme personality of life of the party. I mean... He does very funny things. You can see this in Nityananda's Leela, Nityananda's pastimes as Balaram. So he's just, Balaram is just so wonderful. He's just so wonderful. And we are infinitely blessed that Prabhupada came and revealed to us that there is such a supreme personality of Godhead as Lord Balaram. And he's the original guru. He's, of course, unlimitedly merciful. And this is one of those super days, one of these super mercy days. Like there are super foods, you know, the super foods. There are super mercy days, and this is certainly at the top. So, anyway, I'm very happy I could be with everyone, and Jai Balaram.